let's go to Canberra now. And senior members of the federal government are furious with the Queensland Premier for her comments about the AstraZeneca vaccine this morning. They claim it's a clear attempt to distract from failures by the state government. For more, I'm joined by our political reporter, James Glenday, in Canberra. James, good afternoon. How has the Prime Minister's office reacted?
I couldn't repeat the exact words, Sally, because they're not fit for radio broadcast. But in summary, they are deeply unhappy with some of the criticism. They're unhappy with the Queensland Premier and her comments. They're also unhappy with the comments from the Queensland Chief Health Officer that AstraZeneca should not be used for the under 40s. They say that the ATAGI advice, so that the official health advice, is clear that Pfizer is preferred for people under the age of 60, but that AstraZeneca can be used for those people who can't get Pfizer. Now, that is assuming that a person has made an informed decision about the very rare risk of blood clots. A few senior coalition MPs have taken to Twitter to express their displeasure too. There's been plenty of text messages that I've received this morning about this as well. For example, we heard from Stuart Roberts a little earlier, a senior minister, saying that the Queensland government was playing the blame game and needed to own up to its own mistakes. However, there is also an acknowledgement within the government that there is a fair bit of confusion. In fact, I think it's fair to say there's a lot of confusion in the community right now. And opposition leader Anthony Albanese has jumped on this, saying it's more evidence that the Morrison government is failing to keep Australians safe.
This late night announcement, frankly, words fail me. How you can make a major announcement like that without proper consultation? The Prime Minister must come out immediately and state why it is that he changed the advice that he gave. Provide some certainty for people who just want to be vaccinated. He also needs to explain why there's ongoing issues with supply and the Queensland government have been denied increased access to the Pfizer vaccine, even though they are having a lockdown.
That's the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, there. And James, what's been happening in terms of the Secretary of the Health Department, Brendan Murphy? We've seen some negative media coverage.
So there's one report in particular which was on Sky News, and it said that Brendan Murphy had been a big problem for the government. It criticised some of the decisions he'd made, some of the advice he'd given, and effectively kind of suggested that maybe the Health Minister Greg Hunt and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison had been misled and shouldn't have acted on his advice. Now, a short time ago, a senior government source told me, and I quote, "The story is utter bullshit." Sorry, anyone who's offended by that, that's a direct quote. But some other MPs I've spoken to about this this morning are less sure about that, and I don't think we can discount it out of hand because Sky News is, of course, a favourite outlet of the Morrison government. As far as what we can read into it, I think it's probably a sign of growing restlessness within the coalition government more than anything else, of things, to say the least, are not going well. The PM is in quarantine in the lodge, and yet all over the country we've got these small outbreaks and strict lockdowns, and you've got some MPs who are pushing for greater freedoms for those who are vaccinated, saying there should be different rules applying. Some people saying should be home quarantine for people who want to travel. And on the other hand, you've also got other people who are deeply unhappy that only a few percent of Australians are vaccinated, and we've only got about 28% or so who have had their first dose. And they're getting that feedback pretty strongly back in their electorate offices, particularly in places that are locked down. You know, even those who are stuck here in Parliament House are having to wear masks as they walk around the halls of power. And basically, it's unclear exactly how long this is going to last, whether or not things in the situation on the ground is actually going to improve. And so there is a lot of frustration that the government is in this situation nearly 18 months into the pandemic.
James Glenday in Canberra, thank you.